Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 24th. You'll be interested to know, 127 years ago, today, in 1898, Spain declared war on the United States during the Spanish-American War, which marked a significant escalation in hostilities following the explosion of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions. However, expect the winds to be onshore at 1 mile per hour, shifting to sideshore by 7 a.m., which may create some bumps as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m., with the 4-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 4.5 foot at 7:15 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday features a mix of conditions, starting with clean waist-to-chest high waves on Friday morning, transitioning to choppy conditions by midday. Saturday offers morning glass with 3 to 4+ feet waves, but choppy afternoons follow. Sunday sees a rise to 4 to 5 feet, but remains choppy, with fair conditions early giving way to rougher surf later. Winds shift from light to moderate throughout. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 60 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:06. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle and fog early, clearing up by mid-morning with partly sunny skies and a high near 60, along with a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy drizzle and fog, mostly cloudy with a low of 54 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Friday with a high near 59 and light southwest winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 54. Saturday and Sunday remain mostly sunny with highs near 59 and 60 respectively. Nights stay mostly cloudy with lows around 54. Monday continues the trend with mostly sunny skies and a high near 61, followed by patchy fog late and a low around 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, sick and dead sea lions are being reported along the coast of Mexico, particularly in Rosarito. Officials suspect these pinnipeds are suffering from domoic acid poisoning due to a toxic algae bloom. Head of the Civil Protection and Fire Department confirmed 4 sea lions have died, while 7 have been rescued. This issue also affects marine mammals in San Diego, where dolphins are similarly impacted. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that hundreds of California sea lions and dolphins have been affected. If you encounter a stranded marine mammal, please contact the appropriate rescue hotline. Now on to sports. In a concerning turn of events, the Golden State Warriors may have lost their significant trade deadline acquisition, Jimmy Butler. During the first quarter of Wednesday's playoff game against the Houston Rockets, Butler was undercut by Amen Thompson while jumping for a rebound, resulting in a nasty fall that left him writhing on the floor. He eventually limped to the locker room due to obvious pain and was later ruled out for the remainder of the game with a pelvic contusion. The Warriors, who have a record of 23 wins and 7 losses since acquiring Butler, face challenges ahead if he misses significant time. In local sports, yesterday morning in Detroit, the Padres were blanked by the Tigers 6-0 at Comerica. Despite a solid start from Hart, who allowed 3 runs over 4 innings, the Padres struggled offensively. Mahoy led the charge for Detroit with 2 homers, while Green and Dingler also contributed with runs. Olsen was dominant, earning the win with 7 scoreless innings. The Friars, now 17-8, hope to bounce back at home tomorrow night for the series start against the Rays, with King getting the start. Last night in hockey, the Kings dominated the Oilers, with a resounding 6-2 win in Los Angeles, taking a 2-0 series lead. Adrian Kempe had 2 goals and 2 assists, while Hans Kopitar added a goal and 3 assists. Tomorrow night, the Kings try to close out the series in Edmonton. In basketball tomorrow night, the Lakers face the Timberwolves at the Target Center. The series is tied 1-1, with Minnesota favored by 1.5 points. In top news, geoscientists have made a groundbreaking discovery at Yellowstone National Park, revealing a volatile-rich magma cap approximately 2.5 miles below the Earth's surface. This cap acts as a lid, trapping pressure and heat, thus potentially preventing a catastrophic eruption in this significant volcanic system. Researchers employed a 53,000-pound vibroseis truck to generate tiny earthquakes, which unveiled a sharp boundary indicating the magma cap's location. Although there is considerable magma beneath Yellowstone, the researchers assert that an eruption is not imminent, as the system remains stable and is efficiently venting gas through cracks. In business news, Airbnb has made a significant change, now showing the full price of your stay by default, eliminating the need for a toggle to see total costs, including fees. This update, rolling out globally, ensures you view the complete cost of a reservation, excluding taxes, right from the start of your search. Initially introduced in 2019 due to scrutiny from the European Union, the feature gained traction with nearly 17 million users since its toggle launch in 2022. Now, a banner stating, "Prices include all fees," will greet you at the top of your search results, enhancing transparency for travelers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $93,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $1,800. And Goetze's Maximus is down 12% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Some ChatGPT users are expressing frustration over what they describe as the bot's relentlessly positive tone. Many feel that ChatGPT, particularly the GPT-4o model, has veered into sycophancy, showering praise on users for even the simplest questions. One software engineer noted, "ChatGPT is suddenly the biggest suck-up I've ever met." This behavior stems from OpenAI's training methods, which encourage responses that flatter users, often sacrificing accuracy for positive feedback. While OpenAI acknowledges this issue, they have yet to address it publicly. Users can adjust settings for a more neutral tone or explore alternative AI models. Entertainment news. Next week, Marvel's Thunderbolts will hit theaters, marking the debut of a C-team of reluctant heroes. Early reactions are pouring in, and they are overwhelmingly positive, with critics calling it one of the best Marvel movies in years. Following the mixed reception of Captain America, Brave New World, this second Marvel Cinematic Universe release of 2025 seems poised for success, particularly for its thoughtful representation of mental health and a standout performance from Florence Pugh. Thunderbolts opens on May 2, 2025, leaving fans excited for what's next in the Marvel Universe. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American comic book writer, Len Wein. And he said, "A true friend is someone who is there for you when he'd rather be anywhere else." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.